Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for being part of our day. My website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Thank you to all of you who have done that. And to all of you who write me and say how much you enjoy the letter. And by the way, earlier in the hour, I talked to Josh Costell about selling and sale, call reluctance and that sort of thing. The feature article in my newsletter this week is about call reluctance and some things you can do to deal with that. If you have call reluctance, or if you know someone who does, some of your people, one of your salespeople, or maybe if you're not meeting your sales objectives, your sales goals, maybe that's the problem. So anyway, that'd be a good, it'd be a good week to sign up if you didn't already, if you haven't already, to get a copy of that article. And if you sign up this week, that's what you'll get. Jane Howard is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I know when you think of personality, the first thing you think of is my charming personality. But there's more to it than that. Jane and Pierce, her husband and partner in their business, have told us many times before, they're the co-authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And she's here to talk to us about how personality plays a role as we work with our customers. Jane, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you so much.
It's good to have you here. As I said earlier, my audience, those of my audience who maybe haven't heard you before talking about the five factor models, the different elements of the personality, when they think of personality, I know they just think about me and what a charming personality I am, Jane.
I'm and sure, Jim.
That's what you think about, but it's a little more complex than that, isn't it?
Very much so. We have looked at the five factors in a number of different ways over the course of talking with you on your program for the last few years. And today I really want to emphasize, I think it'll be a nice build on what you were doing in the previous segment, talk about a continuing discussion you and I had a month or so ago about personality traits of our customers. And what I want to do today is to think through, knowing about our customers, how can we best serve them? What are the things that they're looking for from our small business? How can we best find that niche market? And I think you were just talking about that, based on the needs of our customers.
Now, do we do that by trying to understand their personality, or do we do that by making sure that our personality, is in line with them?
Well, we can do it both ways. However, we focused on ourselves a lot in previous segments, so I think probably the best approach would be to think through what do they need from us, and if
now that we've got ourselves, we understand that we're the perfect personality. Now that we got that straightened out, right?
Right.
Now we need to work on the customer, right?
But if we understand ourselves, we also know how far we have to bend in order to serve our customers. It may not be our personality, but we can choose to adapt in certain settings.
That is key, and I realized for a long time, Jane, without understanding that it was the personality at work, or me understanding personality, I realized that in order for me to be successful with all the different kinds of people that I've dealt with in my life, that I had to be a little bit of a chameleon.
Yeah.
And some people, when I've said that to them, they've thought that meant that I was being, a fake. But it's really not that. It's the bending, isn't it? It's the complying with and the dovetailing with their personality to not to manipulate anybody, but just to be able to work with them.
That's true, Jim. And one distinctive characteristic about you, if we may share that with your listeners, is that you tend to score frequently in that middle range, which means that you're halfway in between.
In which scale now?
On several of them.
Oh,
on several of the scales. So
Jane has tested me, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
And
he passed.
That's the dangerous part.
But what that means is you can adapt easily to many different kinds of people. Whereas if one of your listeners, for example, might have a very strong trait, it's going to be harder for them to adjust their style for somebody that's, say, at the other end of one of these personality scales.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to work harder at it.
And that's one of the things, folks, I want to remind you about as we get ready to go to a break here in a few seconds, is there are five factors that Jane and Pierce have taught us about, and that there's a scale. Not only are there five of them, but there's a scale. There's a left and a right side and in a middle part, and each one of us have our personality lands. We all have elements of all five of these factors, and we're on different levels of those scales in each one of those, and that tells us how good we're going to be at accounting or selling or managing or whatever it might be. And we're going to talk about how to understand this about our customers when we come back after these messages. 20 till, Jane Howard is our guest. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Kristen Arnold's going to be with us. She's one of our team building experts. Then after that, Alan Robinson and Dean Schroeder. Giovanni Coratolos with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And Stephen Covey. Jane Howard, you've heard of Stephen Covey before, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
The Seven Habits of Highly Successful People, among other books that he's written. Well, he's been with us before, and he's going to be back on. Looking forward to getting him back on the show, and that's coming up straight ahead tomorrow. Jane Howard is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author, along with Pierce, her husband, of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Pierce is working on, is it the third edition of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, Jane?
That's right. He's been working on that feverishly for the last few months and is targeting 2006 as the release date.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. And so if you see that, though, the second edition is out now, folks, and it's outstanding. Jane, we're talking about understanding the personality of our customers. And it, one of the things that Josh Costell mentioned in the previous segment when I asked him about this was that salespeople are making fewer net sales calls than they did 20 years ago. When I was a young, 20, 30 years ago, when I was a pup carrying my kick bag around the marketplace, we made lots of sales calls, and it was a numbers game. Today, we have to make fewer but higher quality sales calls.
Right.
And that means that we really, part of the research that Josh recommends we make has got to be understanding the personality of our customers, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So that we know how to drive home the deal, how to give them what it is they need or they perceive that they need from us.
Right. Talk to us. I want you to take 1 minute.
Yeah.
And whip through the five factors. Folks, I really want you to get this book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. It's in English. It's written where somebody, even I can understand it. And I want you to, I'm telling you, folks, when you see this one page that has the five factors on it, the five-factor model that Pierce and Jane didn't develop, but they did develop it for you and me and our small businesses. When you see that five-factor model and you look at it and you read a little bit about it, that will be an aha moment for you with the people that you work with, the people you're hiring, your family, and your customers. Jane, go through those five for us real quick.
Sure, Jim. The first scale is the scale that we call the N scale. It stands for need for stability. It has to do with the degree to which we respond to stress, and we've got plenty of that in the workplace these days.
Mm-hmm.
The second scale we give it a letter E, and it stands for extroversion. And the way we define extroversion, Jim, is a little bit different than a lot of folks do. We define extroversion as the degree to which we tolerate sensory bombardment. And that bombardment can come from people, or it can come from situations or loud situations we might find ourselves in. So that's what extroversion stands for. The third scale we call O, or it stands for originality. And this is the degree to which we are open to new experiences, open to new ideas, ways of doing things, open to change. And so that has to do with the whole idea of being creative, being original. The fourth scale is called A, and it deals with how accommodating we are to others. We call it accommodation. It's the degree to which we defer naturally to other people. Some people don't, and we're going to talk about that momentarily. And then the last scale, the fifth scale, we call C, and that stands for consolidation. With consolidation, we're looking at the degree to which we push toward and set goals. And we keep those goals uppermost in our mind and can say no to other things that are going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
So that, in essence, comprises the five scales that we'll be talking about.
But primarily, as we work on the customers, as we work on making sure that we can take care of our customers, accommodation has got to be paramount, doesn't it?
It's a huge one. It's a very big one. One of the things just to think about in terms of that accommodation would be that if we have customers who are at the, what we say, the lower end of the scale, meaning they don't defer, they don't give in to other people, then they will tend to question. They won't just accept something at face value. They're going to tend to be more aggressive. And in order to gain their respect, we have to be aggressive right back. They want to use an old phrase, they want to have it their way. And what we want to do is keep that in mind, that how we can deliver it to them their way. They tend to be more proud, more self-centered. So anything that we can do to give them our service or our product in a way that's going to meet those kinds of requirements is going to make the deal happen more effectively.
Mm-hmm. Think of it this way, folks. If you have ever played tennis, and you like to hit the, you like to play tennis with pace, you like to hit the ball with pace, then you like for somebody on the other side of the court to hit it back to you with pace.
Yeah.
Somebody who hits the ball with a lot of pace doesn't like dinkers. If you're playing a person who hits it with pace, who playing someone who's a dinker, who's chopping it and cutting it and you know, just tossing it over the net, that drives them nuts. And so you've got to make sure that when you're, if your customer likes to hit your conversation with pace, you got to hit back, don't you?
That's right. And the whole idea there is they won't respect you unless you can answer their questions, unless you can handle their arguments, unless you can come back at them with a very strong position.
Absolutely. We're going to come back and talk some more about this, folks, and also how you and I can make sure that we not only we have to understand the kind of personality that our customers and our prospects have, where they are on these five factors, but we also have to understand what we have to do to make sure that we conform so that we can sell them. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back with Jane Howard. She and Pierce Howard are the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Jane Howard is our guest. She and Pierce Howard are the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Jane, give us your website, please.
Our website, Jim, is www.centax.com, and I'll spell Centax for you. It spells C-E-N-T-A-C-S. Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
When you get there, you will find all kinds of information about the Big Five, the model itself. We have a great white paper available that you can just download and find out all about it and how the Big Five is used in various applications in the workplace, from team building, which I know you've got coming up later on, to leadership development, to sales training, to coaching, executive coaching, to job profiling and even job selection so that you hire the right candidate for the right job.
Right. Well, I really appreciate you making that information available to my audience. And folks, also I'll point out that Pierce and Jane have other services that they charge for, but that will help you hire the right people, will help you in your business to make sure that you're, you know, that you're putting your best foot forward. Jane, in today's world, in the 21st century, this idea of just opening the door and wandering off out into the marketplace just doesn't get it. If you're not focused, if you're not targeting all of your activity and you're not understanding what the your targets are, what they want, and what they're likely to do, then you're not going to be competitive, are you?
Absolutely. That's something you've got to keep uppermost in your mind if you want to succeed.
And it doesn't matter if you're a one-person small micro business or if you have 100 employees, it's the same thing. And one of the things I've learned from Pierce and Jane is how much of a factor personality, mine and yours, play in our relative success.
Yep, absolutely.
So talk to us some more about our customers.
Yeah, we were talking about the accommodation scale, and we were talking about the people who tend to be more challengers, how we can approach them. Let's shift to the other end of that scale now. And we're talking about people who very readily and easily defer to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're an aggressive salesperson, we might say, aha, sitting ducks.
Right. But they'd be wrong.
That would be wrong. What we want to think about is what those people's needs are. And they're people that we need to be more gentle with mm-hmm. in our sales approach. We don't want to use a strong arm tactic or a strong arm technique with them. We want to emphasize the value of how harmonious our service or our product can be for them, how peaceful. We want to tell them what we can do for them, and that we know also, Jim, that they're mainly concerned about other people. So if we can pull other people into the mix and how this product or service will help them with those other people, that can be important.
Well,
and the other thing to really, really remember with those people is that they are conflict averse. They don't like conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And so any way we can help them in their lives to minimize conflict is a product or service that they're really going to be interested in buying.
I learned the lesson that you just talked about almost 30 years ago when I made a first call on a plant accountant. I didn't know anything about him. I didn't know what kind of person he was. He was an older gentleman. And I just gave him my very best sales pitch. And when I got through, he said, "Well, Jim," he said, "you've certainly given me the business." And I was smart enough to realize that that wasn't a good statement.
Yeah.
And so he walked me out. And on the way out, I stopped him and I said, "Mr. Keener," I never forget his name. I said, "Mr. Keener, can I start over?" He says, "Yes, Jim, you can. Come back in my office."
Wow.
And I went back in that immediately, and I completely started over. I changed everything I did, and I never, till the day he retired, I had his business.
That's a wonderful story.
But I didn't know anything about the five-factor model, but I knew one thing. I knew that my personality as it was and his personality, which wasn't going to change, was that if anybody was going to change, it had to be me.
That's right.
And I had to do that.
But you made a conscious choice to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't change who you were,
right.
But you adapted to that situation, and that's the key.
Well, and also, don't be ashamed. If you feel like you've gotten off on the wrong foot, don't be afraid to say, "Can I start over?"
Absolutely.
It worked. Hey, Jane, give us your website one more time.
www.centax.com.
Folks, if you don't get your hands on this five-factor model and understand how it affects you and the people around you, customers, employees, everybody, you're just going to be at a disadvantage because somebody, maybe your competitors have looked at it and you don't want that to happen. Thank you, Jane, for being here. Tell Pierce hi.
Thank you, Jim. It's a delight to be here again.
We'll see you next time. Jane Howard, and also Pierce Howard, the co-author of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Check it out when you get a chance, wherever books are sold. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.